Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is recorded on traditional lands. We pay respect to elders past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal, and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may be listening.
Oh, that's kind of silly.
Hi, Molly.
Hello, Jessica.
How are you?
Look, like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm a bit sick. I have a little bit of tonsillitis.
Oh, no.
Have you ever had your tonsils? Do you ever like get sick and you're like, I was like resting yesterday and I was like, wow, I should like rest a lot. I had a day off and I was like,
if you don't take regular breaks, your body will take one for you.
Yeah. Oh my
God. That is that's the basis of it.
That is such
anytime that like I've been so busy and then like suddenly I get sick, it's because my body's like, take a fucking break.
Yeah, your body's always like,
it knows.
Stop. Yeah, it does.
It knows. Anyway.
Slay.
You had something that you wanted to talk to me about?
In this really authentic transition.
Yeah, look, I've been postponing this meeting for a while because, you know, I try my hardest to avoid Molly at all costs.
Yeah, so again, we have major fucking beef.
I, like, have never, ever hated someone so much in my entire life.
So true. But today, we thought we'd have a little chat to you guys. This is something that is literally the most relatable thing to me ever.
Okay.
And I see it on TikTok all the time and people, mm-hmm. like, do, like, throwbacks to it and I think it's so funny. 2014 Tumblr.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
2014 Tumblr phases.
Pull me out.
Was James Charles even alive?
I don't know.
24,
no. No, it just reminds me of that song. Not like particularly that meme, but that song. Wasn't that viral like at
that
point?
No, it just reminds me of James Charles going, pull me out. Or bring me a little water now. Bring me a little water, Sylvie.
One more step towards you.
That was Jar of
Hearts. That was slightly earlier, but whatever.
But Jess, did you have Tumblr?
Yeah, I did.
What was your Tumblr like?
I had like 4 different Tumblrs.
Oh, you're one of those people.
Yeah, I worked day and night. I worked day and night.
I worked every day to make my Tumblrs ready for my 3 fans. But
one of my Tumblrs had like 11,000 followers.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and then I got hacked.
No.
So,
but what were your different types of Tumblrs?
So I had one that was good and it was like, also,
breathing
can I just
in
say,
the ocean. It was, all the usernames on Tumblr in 2014 were like, the ocean lives in you, X.
Running sunsets and
drugs. It was like every 2014 Tumblr URL was like, my penny board loves to come.
Steaming moon 45.
Can we just list some like really funny, it was like, every day I jerk off to the Arctic monkeys.
Dewdrops and rainbows.
Oh, that was literally it. There was no, and it was like, mine was fun. Mine was like, Slay. No, Slay wasn't. I can't, guys, Slay was not invented.
Slay was not a thing. You know what was a thing though that got invented that year?
What?
Not like invented.
The Harlem Shake.
No, okay, look. Obviously this wasn't invented that year, but the word aesthetic
became like a mainstream word. It like the meaning of that word,
yeah,
like changed. That's when so Tumblr funny. Was like, I feel like that was when it was like, correct me if I'm wrong.
No, that's
it. But I'm pretty like, sure aesthetic. It was that era. It was like, yeah, everyone being like, this is aesthetic. Like everyone started saying that. And I remember being, I was in 2014, I was in year six.
I was in year 10. Oh, fuck you. You're 12.
Yeah. I was 12.
Oh yeah. So yeah, I was 16, I think.
Yeah. But like everyone started being like, oh my God, I've got to like paint my bedroom walls blue. I need to be aesthetic.
That was
I need to be aesthetic.
Aesthetic did kind of start to come around.
But it was like, I think my Tumblrs, I had four or five and I worked day and night. Each one of them was a different aesthetic. one of them was like a starry moon one where like I had like, that was the famous one. It was like the one that I had, like it was all about space and like mermaids and whatever. It was like all like purpley blue vibes.
Slay.
And like people loved it. People loved it so much.
And what were the other ones? I feel like everyone had a comedy one. They were like, this isn't the cool one, but yeah, everyone had like a funny one.
I think I had one that was just gay memes.
Slay. Yeah. Tumblr was a lot of like people's gay awakenings.
Yeah.
Of just like at school it'd be like, yeah, and then have like really secret like gay accounts.
That was my bisexual memes one, I think. And then I don't know, I had like a cottagecore-esque one, but it wasn't called cottagecore because at the time that wasn't really a phrase that I heard. It was just like fairy village or something. Like I don't remember any of the names, by the way. I don't remember any of the names of the profiles. They're all deleted now.
I think like our memories, our subconscious has blocked them out.
Yeah, it was kind of traumatic.
I think I remember...
Because also Tumblr was like uncensored.
Yeah.
You would go on there and like...
Oh, there'd just be porn.
Yeah,
it was just porn.
You would just open the app and there would just be tits and you'd be like, whoa!
Yeah, and Tumblr was like... It had just porn. I was like, I'm 14 years old.
And I remember, like, didn't the app get, like, censored at some point and then everyone stopped using it?
Yeah,
because and everyone was like, okay, so everyone was just using this as a porn thing.
Well, I didn't know that because I was actually quite an innocent teenager and I didn't really,
I had to make my aesthetic boards. It was like Pinterest.
Yeah.
It was like what I used before I started using Pinterest.
Slay. I would always see photos of like someone in a cafe and their like face would be hidden. It'd be like a girl drinking coffee and like her face would be hidden.
Messy bun
or something. And then it would have like a million notes. And I remember there was a girl in my school and she had a photo of her literally just like from behind of her hair. And she was just like, I don't know, walking. Mm. And it had like a million notes. And everyone was like, oh my God. And it was like celebrity status. But it's like looking back now, it's like, it gives a shit. Like imagine now if someone posted that, everyone would be like, okay.
Awesome.
Cool.
Nice. But it was so important back then, I feel like, to have those aesthetic pictures. Like, you were nothing without it.
Well, I remember...
Especially because, like, we were very impressionable teenagers.
Yes.
So it's just like, this is the pinnacle of life. I have to be a Tumblr aesthetic woman.
For me, it was like Arctic Monkeys. Oh.
I
remember, I have a memory walking into high school in year 10, listening to Do I Want to Know? And
with
I was
your
like,
wired headphones?
Yeah, with my, with my wired head, like, on my iPod Touch being like, this is it. This is my year.
My iPod Touch fourth gen.
Do I want to know? It's like, I don't want to know.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
But I literally, and I remember I was walking and I was like, fuck, all right, this is it, this is gonna be my year. But yeah, like the Arctic Monkeys was everywhere and people had like, what's the, like their little logo of like
the sound wave.
And like in 2014, yeah. Like
no, that was all over Tumblr. Oh my
it was
God.
Literally like a Wait, movement.
I have an embarrassing story to tell everyone.
Please tell me.
The first time I did a singing a Stedford
sorry, that's full stop.
And that's all we have.
That's the info. Well, today. When I did my singing at Stedford.
So the first time I did a singing at Stedford.
I was 12 years old, like when I did my first solo performance. And basically I chose, because I was obsessed with that at the time and I thought everyone would love me if I sang this song. I chose that song. I'm pretty sure it's Arctic Monkeys, you know, the one that's like, "Why'd you only ever call me when you're high?" That's
when you were 12.
Yep.
You sang, "Why'd you only call me when you're high?" When you were 12.
I also tried to sing "Drunk" by Ed Sheeran, and my singing teacher was like, "Can you stop? Like, you don't relate to any of these songs." But I was like,
"Don't say
no." But like I, she
it's
had
three
to have
a, in the morning. You're like, "You've never stayed up till 3 in the morning, Jess.
Wanna be drunk when I wake up?" I'm like, it's 12. But the, but literally, like, those were the songs I used to listen to, and my singing teacher was like, "You need to stop picking these songs, you don't relate to them." And I remember being like, "But this is all I listen to."
I just remember, I was babysitting once, and the kids, this, you know that Ed Sheeran song that's like "Bad Habits"? My bad habits lead to late night. And she was like, "This is my favorite song." She was like 5. I was like, "Why are you so-?"
No, literally.
I was like, "Can you not sing this? This is like really bad." But no, I remember.
You should be listening to Boys Suck.
Oh, true. Guys, if you don't listen to Boys Suck every day, you should literally listen to it. But yeah, the Arctic Monkeys in 2014 on Tumblr had everyone's pussies in a chokehold. Oh. Like literally like the sound wave and everything. It was
so good.
It was everywhere. And the flannels. The flannels.
Wearing a red flannel as a like skirt, basically. Like you had your you'd have skinny jeans and you would wear it like around your waist.
Skinny jeans.
Oh my God.
And the red flannel,
yeah.
Skinny jeans, a black Arctic Monkey shirt underneath.
Oh yeah.
A coffee.
A messy bun.
A messy bun.
And like glasses with like clear rims.
And winged eyeliner.
Oh.
That was it. That was 2014.
Look, the winged eyeliner from that time stuck with me. I do that every day.
Yeah, but it's all right if you do it nicely, but it was people like just absolutely.
Oh, yeah, so good.
It was, and the purple lipstick. Was that
a
thing?
Oh, my God. No, but I remember that.
That was like a
purple
thing.
And blue lipstick.
It was all about
it was
like
the mermaid era.
It was the mermaid emo era. And it was also and also, does anyone remember like 2014, like the green cargo jacket era?
Yes.
Do you remember that? Did you have one?
I did, and I'm pretty sure my sister has it now.
Oh, but no, the 2014 green cargo Tumblr emo
and
jacket.
And had like a drawstring
yes.
as well.
Yes, and it was like, and everyone had one. And it was that, and then like stripes, everyone like was like,
I'm not going to lie, like, I kind of miss this era.
I know. To be honest,
I want to hop on a penny board and ride the day away in my five sauce looking outfit.
Oh, 5 seconds. Yeah, it was like the 5 seconds of summer era. And it was also like the foundation, like the makeup style was like, you know how like now makeup is like quite dewy?
Yeah.
Back then the makeup was like full matted, winged eyeliner, like so emo.
I'm just laughing because I'm wearing matte makeup with winged eyeliner. And I've just realized that my makeup style just hasn't changed since
then.
That was
really funny. No, 2014.
That's just, but listen, that's just because I got a certain kind of skin. That sounds so racially motivated. What I meant was I got combination skin.
I mean, you can say that.
I can say that. I also wear eyeliner because I have Asian eyes. So that just is how my makeup goes. But that's like genuinely, it would have been like twice as thick back in 2014, but it's the same style.
But your makeup always looks really nice.
Thank you so much.
I mean, eyeliner's nice, but it's just in 2014, people would like absolutely smother
it. Oh my God. It would be like all the way up to your bloody ears.
The thing that I remember the most about 2014 Tumblr.
Yes, I love this nostalgic trip that we're going on.
It's so fun. The thing that I remember about 2014 Tumblr is American Horror Story had everyone's pussies in a chokehold as well.
Oh.
Like Evan Peters, I remember for Halloween, everyone would wear the, you remember when that scene where you're all I want, you're all I have.
Can I say something? Yeah. Can I say something? Oh my God, yes I can. I'm on a podcast. Of course I can say something. Sorry. Sorry.
Sick. Jesus fuck.
Sorry, I have to just sidetrack for a sec. The reel that got posted from our first episode and I'm like, can I say something? Yes, Jess, you're on a podcast. You're holding a microphone. Yes, you can.
No. I'm going to start saying no whenever you say that. No, don't fucking speak, you fucking cunt.
The thing about Evan Peters that I find really funny is that, like, at the time, I was trying to be one of the cool girls that's like, I don't even like him. I don't understand why everyone thinks he's so hot. But I definitely thought he was hot. And then now, my partner in real life has gotten mistaken for Evan Peters multiple times.
He does.
Not mistaken for him, but has been like, oh, you look like Evan Peters
right
now.
If he had blonde, fluffy hair, it would be.
Right?
Yeah.
But also, all white people look the same. I'm cutting this out.
No, don't cut that out. That's hilarious. But yeah, 2014 Tumblr was a time. I would give anything to go back. Like, it was horrendous, but I would give anything to be back in 2014.
You know what's so funny is that I think I would just be able to do it better now. Like, I'd go back and I'd be like, I know exactly.
No, but it's the, it
how
was the,
to get to like my Tumblr to be more than 11,000.
But it thrived on the horrible adolescence of feeling,
oh, yes,
like you would never
the
enough.
Fear that you would never be able to fit in.
Yeah.
Just
like
pretending to be someone else. But it was so fun.
And if
it?
I went and I cared so much, but if I went back and like, I remember like in school, cause I went to a,
I've never cared about anything as much as I cared about
your Tumblr.
My Tumblr.
Yeah. No, it's like, no, I remember like it was a huge thing and everyone would be like, everyone post your Tumblr URLs. Like, it was huge. Mm. And it was like, everyone would have like photo shoot days to like make their Tumblr.
And now instead
great.
Of photo shoot days, we just have make AI, TikToks. AI photos and, and LinkedIn. And
now we got AI and LinkedIn.
And bills. And
yeah. Like it was so grim, but like, take me back.
Yeah.
But yeah, Tumblr.
Take me back to the good old days.
Take me back to Tumblr.
Take me back to the good old days. I want to go back to the good old days. Good old days.
Anyway, bye.
Okay, well, I'm going to get on my penny board and I'm going to fly away.
Okay, it's time for a would you rather.
Woohoo.
Okay, Jess.
Yeah, I'm scared. Stop, you're already laughing.
Would you rather be turned into a walrus, like in the movie Tusk, or die? And I did get this from Reddit, I do have to say, but this is the funniest would you rather I've ever heard. So would you rather be turned into a walrus, like in the movie Tusk, or die? What's his name? And starring Justin Long.
Can you show me a picture?
No.
From the movie. I've never seen this movie.
I think that makes it better.
Okay.
You have absolutely zero fucking context.
I hope there's images.
It's a horror movie. It stars Justin Long. Do you know who that is?
No.
He was in Dodgeball.
Is he like, how tall is he? Is he pretty long?
He was in Dodgeball.
And oh, I love that movie.
Probably. He was the loser kid.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And he's been in other shit.
Oh, I'm a walrus.
Yeah.
I'm turning into a, yeah. No, that's, I don't, there's no, I don't have to discuss this.
So you have,
I don't want to die. I'm afraid of death.
Yep.
Because if I die, then like, I don't even want to get into that conversation about what happens when you die.
How do you know that he doesn't die in the movie? I've also never seen the movie either.
Well, I mean, look, either way, like, I mean, if he dies in the movie, either way, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
So
you'd rather.
So I'd rather just become a walrus because I think, you know what? Wait, am I thinking of a walrus?
The walrus.
What's the difference? Okay, no, this is gonna be a stupid question.
Say it.
What's the difference between a walrus and a rhino? I like can't.
Sorry, a walrus is the fucking one with the tusks and shit.
Yeah, but doesn't a rhino also
no,
have
rhino's
tusks?
Got
like
the,
it's got the
no,
oh,
it's
no,
got,
it's like got a horn.
Rhino's on land and they got the curly. A rhino's
are they
real.
The same?
A rhino's real.
Actually, yeah, no, they are.
Are they
rhinoceros?
Myths? Have you seen one?
No, but I played a. Oh, this is gonna be. So the most nerdy thing I've ever said.
Say it. I'm gonna roast her.
Last night I played a board game called Marvel United
with a walrus as the main character.
No, it wasn't a walrus. There was, you know, there's like a character in the Marvel universe that's like a, I think it's a Spider-Man villain.
Yeah.
And I had to verse him as one of the enemies. I was playing it with my brother. Anyway,
so
let's.
Would you rather? So a walrus, walruses are the like fucking ones that are like look kind of like a sock, and they've got like tusks and shit, and they're water animals. And a rhino's on land and they charge at shit. So would you rather be?
Wait, so in the movie Madagascar,
yeah.
You know the song that's like, I like him big.
Yeah, he's
like,
a fuck.
Is he a walrus?
He's a hippo.
Oh, he's a hippo.
He's
what
like.
What the fuck is a walrus then?
The walrus are the fat cunts that are on.
Wait,
the,
I'm.
The walrus. I'm going to show
I'm
you.
Having an aneurysm.
These motherfuckers.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a walrus.
No,
and they've got
you
the
know
tusks.
What? Out of all of those animals that we just described, that's the one that looks the most like cartoonish.
What?
Like that animal doesn't look real.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. So would you?
I'd absolutely turn into one of those. Okay. What the fuck? You have like vampire teeth. That's awesome.
Now what we're going to do, I also don't know the ending to the movie Tusk.
Oh God.
So we're going to Google what happens because, oh,
Oh my god.
With Howard dressed in his homemade pelt, the two engage in a fight that ends when Wallace impales Howard on his tusks. Howard dies satisfied to have fulfilled his life's mission at last. Okay.
So I do die.
But you get to be a little walrus.
Yeah, I do that.
I mean, here's the thing, right? Like, you're either a walrus for a bit, then you die, or you just die.
I would love to, dude, I would be in so many history books if I literally turned into a walrus.
Yeah, no, I think that's a very good... So
my legacy, I am the walrus woman.
So you would be turned into a walrus?
Yes.
Perfect.
Nice.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. Don't forget to give us a rating on Spotify or wherever you're listening to this, and follow our TikTok and Instagram at Kinda Silly Podcast. Stay silly.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work. How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.